This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrian Hill in for Kai Rizdahl. Facebook surprised analysts with just how upbeat its earnings were yesterday, and also with a plan to add a new class of stock to the two the company already has, Class C shares, which will allow CEO Mark Zuckerberg to keep his voting power. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains.
One share, one vote. That's the way it works in most companies when shareholders weigh in on important issues. Companies can, and sometimes do, create a tiered system with higher voting rights for some shares, lower for everyone else. Oliver Hart is an econ professor at Harvard.
It didn't used to be that common, but there were some prominent examples like Ford or the New York Times that did it. They were often family-controlled companies.
Families who wanted to keep that control. Facebook already has this two-tier structure. Now it wants to add a new level, one that has no voting rights. Google already has a similar structure.
It's a new ballgame in a way with these new sorts of companies doing this, and nobody really knows how things are going to look, you know, when the founders get old or less effective.
CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the move will also free him up to donate shares to charity without giving up company control.
If you believe strongly that this founder is a great executive, then this isn't a big deal for you.
Mark Mahaney is an internet analyst with RBC Capital Markets.
However, if you want to be careful and not want to make a 10 to 20 year bet on what can happen to founders and how their interests and their skills can change over time, then this is something of a negative development for you.
Lots of shareholders may not exercise their voting rights anyway, especially when the company's doing well. But Rui Albuquerque with Boston College says it's when things aren't going well that shareholders need a voice.
In bad times, we've seen lots of instances where outside shareholders require companies to do things, either to pay out dividends or don't do a merger or change compensation policies of management, or you know, they'll try to put pressure in some ways to change corporate policies.
The plan has to be approved by Facebook shareholders in June, but we can probably guess how that vote will go. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.